When an accident happens, one of the very first calls people make is to emergency services to request an ambulance. Within seconds, a vehicle is dispatched from the nearest hospital to rescue the injured person and rush them to a treatment center. Ambulance services are responsible for saving the lives of countless people each year. The reliable drivers and emergency medical care provided by the ambulance staff is an invaluable part of saving those lives. In spite of all the excellent services that ambulances can provide, there are certain limitations. Distance can be a limitation. People living in rural communities far away from large metropolitan centers with regional hospitals are often cut off from the life-saving treatments that ambulance staff can provide. There are also many parts of the United States that aren't easily accessible. Mountainous areas, islands, and far-flung desert settlements aren't easily reached by the interstate roads that connect most other places. Regardless of the distance or accessibility challenges, it's still vital that people receive emergency medical care when they need it. This is why air ambulance services are so important. In many ways, air ambulances are exactly like their terrestrial counterparts. An air ambulance is a helicopter or small plane specially equipped to carry a whole array of emergency medical equipment. All the components of basic field care are on hand, along with a number of special devices that are smaller and more lightweight, though no less powerful, than similar ones found in hospitals. Such an aircraft has plenty of room for patient transport and may be able to accommodate a family member besides. A team of trained emergency medical technicians form the ambulance staff. Often, these staffers have flight certifications in addition to their medical training. All members work together in a team to provide on-the-spot care before rushing the injured person to the nearest medical center. Because of the expenses associated with owning and maintaining an aircraft, most municipalities and hospitals in need of emergency air transportation will partner with an independently owned air ambulance company. The company owns and maintains their aircraft and may provide skilled pilots, as well. Some hospitals are able to provide their own medical team to work exclusively with the ambulance, while others rely on the team that works for the aircraft company. Either way, the health and well-being of the patient is always the top priority. The emergency medical technicians who choose to work for these special ambulance companies are among the most dedicated in the field. They have performed rescue operations in all kinds of challenging circumstances before rushing their patients to a hospital. Air EMT teams often work closely with search and rescue organizations to care for trapped mountain climbers, injured hikers, lost children, and many other people who are faced with life-threatening circumstances far from civilization. Helicopters in particular are able to maneuver in tight spaces like canyons and mountaintops, which allows the EMT team to reach many of the most inhospitable places in the country. The ambulance pilots who work for these companies are also very highly trained to work in difficult and challenging settings in order to get their aircraft quickly to where people need them. In a very real way, the pilots who operate emergency medical aircraft are part of the EMT team. You can feel confident that when you partner with a medical air transportation agency, you're partnering with skilled pilots and dedicated medical providers.